at Keweenaw's Classic Hits, 97.7 The Wolf. Mary Nimala is in the studio. I'm going to talk a little bit about some events coming up because October is Domestic Violence Awareness Month. Of course, Mary is with the Barbara Kettle Gunlock Shelter Home. Good morning, Mary. It's good to have you back.
Good morning, Todd.
This seems to have an urgency this year. The observance, I don't want to call it a celebration, but the observance of Domestic Violence Awareness Month. We just came through the trial of the terrible murder situation from Dollar Bay. We've got another situation going on that I really don't know a lot of the details about, but certainly smacks of having something to do with relational or relationship type violence.
That's right.
I don't really know all of the details, so I hate to jump to that conclusion too much, but we are coming into that time when we would be talking about this anyway. And I know you and Sam did a segment on Copper Country Today.
That's right.
On Sunday morning, and if folks missed that, you can go to our website, go to QNRReport.com and click on the Copper Country Today tab. You can listen to it there and find out what's going on at the Barbara Kettle Gunlock Shelter Home and hear Sam's conversation with Mary from Sunday. But there are a couple of things coming up that are meant to raise awareness. So what do you have?
Well, October, like you said, October is Domestic Violence Awareness Month, and this year we're doing something a little different. We've never done this before, and we're having a motorcycle ride-in on October 6th at 6 o'clock. And we're going to be starting at the American in Calumet in the parking lot. And we're going to have a little ceremony, maybe about 15 minutes, to show your support in mourning victims and celebrating survivors and reaffirming our struggle for a nonviolent future. That's kind of been our tagline for why we have a vigil. And we're doing that on the first Monday in October because it's the Day of Unity. So all across our nation, there may be other shelters doing an event on that same day.
That answered my next question. Why are you doing it on a Monday? So there you go.
So we want motorcycles. Please don't put your motorcycles away yet. This week we have a beautiful week, and we hope it continues into the next, well, maybe a couple months, but at least through our vigil. And there's no fee or anything. This is an awareness event. And just think of, if I had a dozen motorcycles in here, it'd be wonderful. If I had 20, it would be, you know, on over the moon. I just can see all those motorcycles riding down the road and making a sign of an awareness. You know, just their presence will make an awareness. And so we'll be riding on 41 down through Hancock and across the bridge to Houghton, and then we'll be ending at Chutes and Ladders.
Are there any things that motorcyclists should do to show their support? Is there a way they should decorate their bikes or clothing they should wear?
Well, we won't have them put streamers on like you do in the 4th of July parade, but purple is the color for domestic violence awareness at all times, not just during October. And so we are in the process of trying to provide something for them to display on their bike if it wouldn't be in a way of them driving it, like a little flag or something like that. But if you have anything purple, that would be great to put on the bike. I understand there's a couple of people in town that I'm hoping that are riding that have purple motorcycles, and one is Jeff from the tattoo place in Houghton, and I believe Sheriff Ron Lottie's wife has a purple motorcycle.
Those would certainly fit in.
Yes, yep, that would be great to have them in the lead. They're doing that. So I've already heard of some people that are going to be riding, and so I hope others are listening that will join us.
I hope you get a good turnout for
this. I do, too.
Now, I might like to do that, and there's only one thing that would stop me, and that is that I don't have a motorcycle and don't know anybody. Well, I mean, I know some people. I've never ridden one. I've never driven one. I can't be part of this.
Maybe you could rent it. No, you could actually, if you don't have a motorcycle, what we're really asking, too, is that people line the streets of Calumet and Houghton and Hancock, and you know, anytime after 6:15 they should be on the road, and just listen and watch for us to come. We hopefully will have both of our TV stations there, and maybe the Gazette if they're able to come out and take pictures and just you know, show our support. And like you said, there's a whole lot going on about domestic violence right now, and you know, we need to continue talking about it, not just in October, but this is the month that's chosen for it, and it'll be my goal to continue that conversation well into the rest of the year.
And I suppose if you're along that route, you could show your support by, if you have a home or property, by putting out something purple.
That's true.
Purple ribbons, purple signs, show of support.
Sure.
That kind of thing. When are you going to go through Calumet, or are you just starting there and then moving south?
I think we'll be just starting at the American and heading out to 41 and going on the upper highway. Unless when we all congregate together and they want to do a loop through Calumet, that's perfect. It's up to them. But I'm trying to make the route straight.
Yeah, and then obviously you would follow 41 through Hancock.
Correct.
So anybody along that route can put out some signage or
right.
some purple ribbons or something. And then into Houghton, are you going to make a loop through town?
Correct. I was hoping to make the loop through Hancock as well, but I understand as I just tried to drive down Quincy Street that there's some construction on Quincy Street where it's one lane. So what we'll probably do is when we come around Centauri's Corner, just keep coming straight on Hancock Street and go over the bridge and then up on Montezuma and around Sheldon and then out to Chutes and Ladders.
Okay, so that's all coming up on the 6th of October. It's a Monday.
And
we'll have some reminders about that on the air as that gets closer. You've got something else coming up, a training session?
Yes, it's just for those that haven't received our flyer by email or in the mail or have heard about it from others that we have a training on this Thursday, the 25th, up at the MTU Advanced Technology Development Complex. It's across from the baseball field on Sharon Avenue, and it's Understanding the Mind of the Batterer. It's by David Garvin. He's one of the co-founders of the Batterers Program down in the Detroit-Dearborn area down that way. And it's just a great conference, and there's no charge for it. And if there's any agencies that are out there that are listening that haven't heard about it yet, or even community members, I guess, but it's predominantly for those that work with victims and or batterers of domestic violence.
You mean somebody has actually figured out the mind of the batterer? Because this mystifies me why anybody would behave that way.
Well, there's a lot of research out there, and so hopefully David and will enlighten us on that topic. And he's been up here before quite a few years ago, and he's well known throughout Michigan.
While you are here, and this isn't an event that the Barbara Kettle Gundlach Shelter Home is involved with, but it's an event of similar topic, and that is the Chelsea Lafreniere Memorial Walk, which is coming up in Baraga County. That is Saturday, October 4th, and it will start at 1 o'clock. That's something that's put on by the folks who do your job down in Baraga County and the Keweenaw Bay Indian community in memory of Chelsea Lafreniere, who lost her life to her abuser some years ago. And we have details about that up on our KeweenawReport.com community calendar as well. So that opportunity to show your support for ending domestic violence also is coming up as we get Domestic Violence Awareness Month underway. I always want to make sure when you're here that I ask you if somebody is listening and they are in an abusive situation and they're saying, I've had enough of this, but I can't get out of it on my own. I need help. How do they get that help, Mary?
Well, our numbers are 337-5623 or toll-free at 888-337-5623. And anybody can call, even anonymously, if you have questions or just need to get some information. And we really hope you do.
If I am an abuser and I have seen myself reflected maybe in the last few weeks here, and I'm thinking maybe I need to get some help, how do I proceed?
Well, there's the Batterers Program through Dial Help, and you don't have to be mandated by court to join that. And I certainly would contact them if I were a batterer and I thought, I need some help, and how do I go about doing that? That would be the resource.
All right. Very good. Thank you, Mary.
Thank you.
Mary Niemela from the Barbara Kettle Gundlach Shelter here at Keweenaw's Classic Hits, 97.7 The Wolf.